Hey everybody, Dan here. As you may know, I'm in a bit of a hiatus from the podcast. I find that it's more sustainable for me to have these seasons of releasing a batch of episodes over a handful of months, and then take a pause and focus on getting the next batch ready. So while you're not hearing new updates on the podcast regularly, I'm behind the scenes, connecting with guests, producing episodes, and getting things ready for the next batch to come out. And so with that in mind, I wanted to reach out and ask for your help. If you are doing work that matters, work that's fulfilling, that's purposeful, I want to talk to you. I want to have you on the show. As you may have heard in the last episode with Nick Cox, which if you haven't listened to that episode, I encourage you to listen. It's one of the most powerful episodes that I've ever released. I think it was just an amazing conversation. But we talk about this disconnect between the average listener, the demographic of the average listener to this show, and the demographic of the guests that I most often have on the show. The most common guest on this show is the kind of person who has a reason to go on a podcast to begin with. It's very logical when you think about it. But they're entrepreneurs, business owners, they're bloggers and podcasters, they're authors. They're people who are trying to promote something. And they're using podcasts, this podcast and typically other podcasts, as an avenue through which to get more eyes and ears on whatever it is that they are working on. And that's all fine and good and well. I fit that demographic. I go on podcasts to promote the Meaning Movement and to promote this podcast. But if I'm only having those guests on the show, I'm missing a large demographic, a large portion of our audience, people who aren't taking a more entrepreneurial path, who aren't starting something. So if you, particularly if you fit that demographic of not being in a place of self-promotion or of trying to create something from scratch or whatever it might be, I especially want to invite you to consider being a guest on this show. If that fits you, if you're doing work that matters, if you're doing work that's meaningful and fulfilling to you, go to themeaningmovement.com/apply, and I would love for you to answer just a couple questions there about who you are, about what you're doing, and about why you'd like to be on the show. If you have something to promote, if you are an author, entrepreneur, blogger, or podcaster, I'd still love to have you on the show, or at least love to consider it, but note that I'm going to be more selective because I get so many pitches from publicists and from other folks like yourself wanting to use this primarily as a medium for growing whatever other thing that they are growing. It's not all bad. I resonate with that demographic because I fit that demographic. I just want to expand the horizon a little bit to make sure that this podcast is accomplishing its mission, which is to have meaningful and authentic conversations about work that matters. And if I'm only having those conversations with a subset, small subset of the population, then I'm missing out on a lot of really great content, really great and meaningful conversation. So if you could help me with that, that would be fantastic. If you know someone else who fits what I'm looking for, feel free to pass this along to them. I'd love to hear from them or to hear from you. Go to themeaningmovement.com/apply and just answer a couple questions there for me. Thank you in advance for considering. I'm so grateful for the time and for your attention. This, of course, is the Meaning Movement Podcast, a show about work worth doing. I will be back in your speakers or earbuds sometime in the new year. Thanks.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.